Thank you, Monty. okay, yeah. Page 254, Siman Reish Tes Vav. Huge halacha. Got another one. Page 254, base. So we just said yesterday that you don't answer amen after your own bracha. You make a bracha, you don't answer amen, even though maybe logically you might say it makes sense to answer amen after your own bracha, after you recite your own bracha, right? After all, amen means you're affirming, you're agreeing with whatever was said. So I agree with what I said. So the answer is no, you don't do that. And we saw that if you do that, you have to make another bracha because you were masif. You interrupted. But look at base. Base. Hashomea echad mi Yisrael mevarech. So if one hears a Jew making a bracha, achad. Achad we call brachas. Whatever type of bracha. Well, there's different types of brachas. Bracha over consumption, we call berachas hananin, over pleasure. Berachas hamitzvah, whatever bracha it is, doesn't make a difference. Afa pish lo shama kula, next page, mitchila atzov. Even though you didn't hear the whole bracha from beginning to end, Mishbar says, but the main thing is you heard the name of Hashem and the end of the bracha. And then the Mishbar brings out another opinion that even if you didn't hear, the only thing you heard is the end of the bracha. Shakal ne'abivara, let's say. You just heard that. You didn't hear the whole bracha. Afal pi she'eno chayo ba'osa bracha. And I'm not obligating that bracha. I don't have to drink water. I shook the lulav already. Right? Whatever. Still, look at this word. Chayav. I don't know what chayav means. Chayav means you're obligated. You're obligated, la'anos acharov amen. You have to answer after the reciting of that bracha. You are obligated to answer amen. Obligated. Remember the Rashi Zeichel had a whole shmooze on this. But I think it was the only time I ever heard him during a shmooze tell a story. Very, very unusual. He told a story, I forgot who it was about. But this was a very big person, like many, many years ago, many like hundreds of years ago. And he went to a big Talmud Chacham because he didn't know the Kfiyas Yarka. He didn't know the ins and outs of how we set the calendar. Right? Extremely complicated. So he went to this person to learn how we set the calendar. So he was by this person, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, learning how to set the calendar. And he noticed after a couple of days, the guy was like, I want to say mean, but he wasn't as, close as he was the first couple of days. So then he finished the learning that mikzuah, that the topic. So then he was about to leave. So the guy, the teacher, turned to him and said, did you notice that after a couple of days I wasn't as friendly with you as the first few days? And so he said, yeah, I did notice that. So he said, you might be wondering why. And he said, yeah. He said, because on one of those first days you were there, you were by me, I made a bracha and you didn't answer amen after the bracha. So I'll never forget the Rishi telling the story. So he said, the Rebbe said to him, you deserve the tremendous punishment because you didn't answer amen after a bracha. So I treated you that way, so it got rid of the aveir. It's like the only time he ever told a story, like in the middle of a shmooze. But remember that, it hit me so hard. You know, you got it, you know, we take, yeah, I mean, you know. No. And the Mishnah Berurah cites a pasuk. Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma, Rav Lama Zion, says, it's based upon pasuk. A pasuk you all know. Kishem Hashem, akra habu godol lelokeinu. I'll call out Hashem's name, habu godol, let's raise up the name of Hashem. So the Gemara in Yuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to make a bracha, I'm going to mention Hashem's name, atem habu godol lelokeinu ba'anias amein. Raise up Hashem's name. How? By answering amen. So that's what we have to do. Okay, now before we...
This case, I assume it's spaced out there. The case was what? The case was...
Somebody made a bracha.
Just simple stomp.
Mr. Silverman made a bracha. You're just standing there. You're just, right?
And if I don't say amen...
You have to answer amen. Now, we're not talking about interrupting learning in the middle of davening. Forget that. Simple case. Making a bracha, right? Kiddush, right?
If you don't, you're over there.
You're obligated to answer.
And
you
go over and
yeah, say? I don't know if it's a los hase, but you're obligated to do it. You're obligated to do it. Now, I just want to tell you, there's a Mishnah Berurah that takes this even further. Mishnah Berurah brings down a Medrash. The Chofetz Chaim brings down a Medrash. The Medrash says, "Keshomei she'echa mispalo davar," that when you hear somebody davening, "Omevarach leYisrael," or he's giving a bracha, and he's benching, as we say, another Jew. I feel blaskar Hashem, even though the person Reuven is davening, Reuven's giving a bracha to Mr. Hafner, whatever. He doesn't. The first person is not, didn't mention Hashem's name. Still, chayav la'anos amen. Same thing as a bracha. You're obligated to answer amen.
Like someone says exempt,
or someone gives you a bracha, right? And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says lochein nispasher amen minog. Therefore, the minog has spread. Sha'onim amen achar harachman bebirkas hamazon. Do you ever notice? Like a last bracha in birkas hamazon. Gomleinu lochein lochas rachman. Ayachasreinu, right? Then we say Harachman Yimalacholeinu Lomvoed, Rachman Yishbaralein Maltzareinu Harachin Komemiyasarzeinu, Rachman Yishtavakudar Darim, right? Ever notice the old people used to do this? Oh, I guess it's a modern thing that they don't do it anymore. But the old people, when they got to the end of Bet, they say Amen, Rachman Yimalacholeinu what? Amen, Rachman Yishbaralein Maltzareinu Harachin Komemiyasarzein Amen, because all those are tefillos, right? You're saying Hashem, get us out of here. Break of the Golos, you know, bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, right? Upright, not broken down, all right? So after this bracha, amen. I guess we're in too much of a hurry now, so we, you know, we don't have time for it.
Did they right? Say it to their own harachman?
No, not their own. And again, you're benching with a group. So whoever's leading them is omen, right? Or whatever the case may be. So what did we learn today? We learned two things. First of all, a person is obligated to answer amen. To any bracha, again, you're a bystander. You have to answer amen to any bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying here, a very important Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah tests that if somebody gives a bracha to somebody, should be gesund. All right? Should have, I don't know, should build a bias name on Israel, right? So you hear, right? I say, sure, you should build a bias name on Israel, so you should answer amen. Right? I didn't mention Hashem's name. I'm giving him a bracha. So you're supposed to answer amen.
Supposed to answer amen.
Oh, so it depends. We're going to get that. That's going to be in the next halacha. Okay? So tomorrow, Me'etz Hashem, B'li Nether, we'll see. How about if a kid made a bracha? How about if an apikoris made a bracha? How about if a non-Jew made a bracha? So then what's the deal? Okay? B'li Nether.